It's 70 years since the original publication of Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita, older than many of the men caught up in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, some of whom, as emails reveal, flew to Epstein's private island on what was referred to as the Lolita Express. It's also been said that Epstein kept a first edition of the novel at his bedside. Surprising, because it's not likely he would easily have followed its elegant, erudite style, full of arcane words in English and numerous phrases in French. Nabokov's sardonic, cynical, professorial protagonist, Humbert Humbert, admits he has a soft spot for continental cliches, and for humor and irony, and of course, for nymphettes, a word Nabokov invented. Humbert is surprised, however, to discover that he was not the first to deflower smart-mouthed tomboy Dolores Lolita Hayes, who winds up making the first overt move for consummation. Were Epstein looking for hot passages of older men on the make with young girls, he would surely have been impatient with Humbert's often hilarious confession that constitutes the book's narrative. Not one scene is pornographic, or even erotic. As a recent article in The Atlantic by Yale author Graham Wood put it, what Jeffrey Epstein didn't understand about Lolita was everything. Lolita is not a prurient tale of pederasty, but a clever and moving faux memoir written by Humbert in prison. It's also a satirical picaresque about manners and mores in mid-20th century America, and at the end, a painful love story, pitiful, ambivalent, sad. It may be one of those books people think they've read, or leafed through, but if so, obviously did not appreciate as Nabokov's stylistic achievement in this, which he said was his favorite, most challenging work. And as it turns out, still his most controversial. Vladimir Nabokov was a writer's writer and a caustic cultural critic, especially of literary trends such as psychiatry and T.S. Eliot-type modernist poetry. He admired Joyce, Proust, Melville, Kafka, Poe, and Flaubert. He also liked to play with literary references and allusions, or let Humbert play, and do they show. Most people seem to know the general story, if not from the book, then more likely from the movies made from it. Stanley Kubrick's 1962 version starring James Mason and Adrian Lynn's version in 1997 with Jeremy Irons. Young Humbert, not his real name, has a traumatic friendship abroad with a girl his age, which ends tragically. He comes to America still enthralled to his sensual memories and takes a room with a widow because he's attracted to her 12-year-old daughter, Dolores. The widow dies in an accident, and Humbert inherits his nuptial charge and takes her on a cross-country motel romp. Then they drive back to the Northeast and Dad enrolls her in a private girls' school where she falls under the spell of a well-known playwright, Claire Quilty, a more negatively charged predator, and escapes Humbert's obsessive watch. Humbert is bent on revenge and exacts it. His confession, written in prison, is addressed to a prospective jury, but he dies of coronary thrombosis before he's brought to trial. The last and first words of his manuscript and of the novel are Lolita. Nabokov's literary games begin with a foreword by a fictional editor, John Ray Jr., Ph.D., in August 1955, who writes that he received Lolita, or the Confessions of a White Widowed Male, from Humbert's lawyer. Ray's convinced that the manuscript will become a classic in psychiatric circles. Eye roll, please. The foreword, of course, is just the beginning of Nabokov's dazzling, multi-layered exploration of the complexity of human desire, obsession, retribution. To trade Nabokov's verbal brilliance for any cinematic interpretation seems impoverishing. To allow his legacy to be linked to a contemporary sleaze like Epstein is downright dishonorable. I'm Joan Bannon.